from Johnny Mundo, you could expect the unexpected. You could expect to have your faces melted by the awesomeness of Mundo's wrestling. for Lucha Underground Season 2, expect the bar to be raised even higher than it was for Season 1. And what Lucha Underground is a combination of Lucha Libre, American pro wrestling, and gritty action films, Robert Rodriguez-style gritty action films. In my opinion, it's the evolution of wrestling. It's faster-paced, harder-hitting, more high-flying wrestling with larger-than-life characters that are even more mystic or out there than any other wrestling world that's in existence currently. And the way that the show is produced and polished is very similar to an episodic TV show. It is an episodic TV show. So what you're getting is a wrestling show that seems like an episodic TV show in the way that it's viewed. The characters all have storylines, and the storylines are all completed through to fruition, which is different than a lot of the other wrestling programs that are out there currently.
Gotcha. And not sure if you watched the Royal Rumble last night. I know that I did, and one of the things that I really enjoyed about it is watching a guy like Neville. You mentioned some of the high-flying action in Lucha Underground, and I think that WWE, quite frankly, needs more of that, needs more guys like doing the Red Arrow and stuff, because that's just great talent. Now, you mentioned the storylines in Lucha Underground. Is that something that, do you guys have, one of the things that I'd like to see WWE involve more is divas and main wrestlers having more storylines together, like how John Cena and Nikki Bella date. Is that something that we might be able to see the divas and the male wrestlers in Lucha Underground together having a combined storyline?
Absolutely. Now, I think that's another thing that makes Lucha special is the whole roster, the female wrestlers, the dude wrestlers, everyone's considered luchadors, and we're on the same level as the female wrestlers. We're wrestling each other, they wrestle themselves, but the storylines, I mean, there's two or three different romances that take place during season two. I don't want to give away stuff, but there's a definitely complex storylines that are going on between every wrestler on the roster, and the way that it's all interwoven is really some next level stuff. And I think if you're a fan of the storylines, then you'll love Lucha Underground.
Well, Johnny, you've been a veteran in the wrestling game for quite some time now. Is there anybody that along the way, whether your time in WWE or time in Lucha, that's kind of been your inspiration to keep going? Because there's a lot of injuries these days now in wrestling, and you guys wrestle a lot. So I know there are probably times where you're thinking, it's a grind out here, but is there any inspirational figures out there that you point to and you say, I want to be like him, or I want to, wrestle like him?
Well, when I was a kid, one of the people that I looked up to and I wanted to be like were Shawn Michaels and Macho Man Randy Savage. And when I started to get older, right before I started training for Tough Enough, Rey Mysterio was my inspiration for learning different types of moves and high-flying stuff. And he still is, and to this day, now he's actually in Lucha Underground with us for Season 2. The rest of the roster, I mean, Puma, Son of Havoc, Phoenix, are all inspiring in a different way, because the stuff that they're capable of, the way that they are thinking about wrestling and combining lucha with wrestling is been pushing me to think of outside of the box things as well. And I did a lot of combining parkour with wrestling with WWE, and I'm pushing that even further now with parkour, American wrestling, lucha, and just creating new situations and circumstances and moves is what I've been doing with Lucha, and why it's been so creatively fulfilling. And the inspiration is the roster, is the people that I'm working with. And every day I walk in there, I'm inspired.
I'm glad you actually mentioned Tough Enough too, because I watched this past season, and I'm not sure if when you were on it, the fans did not vote, right? The judges voted on who's to stay.
Correct.
Okay, yeah, I really wish they would have done that this time around, because I think fans were not picking the best Tough Enough competitors in the last season. But I do want to mention, talk about that real quick. It looked like you guys had some, you know, grueling workouts back in the day. What was that experience like on Tough Enough?
Tough Enough, I mean, to sum it up with one word, I would call it opportunity. It was, at the time, I mean, the best opportunity I could have possibly had to get my foot in the door of the world of professional wrestling. I personally am a much bigger fan of the earlier iterations of Tough Enough when it was on MTV, seasons 1, 2, and 3, than the later seasons. And I think this last season, I didn't watch all of it, but it just seemed very corporate. And wasn't as much about the struggle and the challenge of the wrestlers as it was about, I don't know, towing the corporate line and talking about how tough it is to be a wrestler. I treasure my memory of Tough Enough, and still in touch with some of the people from the house. And I got to hang out with Matt Capitelli a few months ago, and he's doing well. He's living in Louisville, and I see Al Snow every once in a while, and Bill and Ivory too. And I can't say enough good things about Tough Enough either. I really feel like my whole wrestling career I've been blessed to have a lot of great opportunities and work with a lot of great people.
I have one last question for you, because you mentioned a lot of the high-flying stuff that you guys do in Lucha Underground. How are you able to land when you're jumping off the top rope and you're, you know, landing on the ground, maybe not even in the ring, but on the floor outside of the ring? How do you land those moves without, you know, sustaining injury? That takes some talent.
It does, and I don't think anyone ever does it completely without injury. Eventually, when you're doing those high-risk moves, it catches up with you. And it could be anything from a jammed foot to a sprained toe to a rolled ankle to a torn knee. And I think if you just look at wrestling like it's a high-risk thing, and you're willing to go for stuff because that's what you're a fan of, then I don't know, you just do it, you know? There's no, there's never a sure thing. And the cool thing about Lucha is a lot of the guys, like myself included, that go for crazy dives, I know what it's like to dive and have to trust somebody to catch me. So if somebody is diving on me, I'm going to make damn sure I catch them. And I think that's the best way to do it, is to work with people you trust and to work with people who know what they're doing.